Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for today's class. Grateful to Dharma Prabhu and Pimple devotees for giving the opportunity to serve. So today is a very, very special day. Yesterday we all celebrated Narasingha Chaturdasi. So Krishna consciousness is full of festivals. Always we have festivals, and especially Vrindavan, all the more. So today let's discuss the glories of all these great Vaishnavas and the appearance of Radharama. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So there are so many special events today. So let us start discussing from the appearance of Radharaman, because that's the main event, very special for all of us. In fact, today they have a wonderful celebration in Radharaman temple. So I've attended a few times, a very grand Abhishek. I think it'll just begin from around 9 o'clock. They have quintals of milk and they do very beautiful Abhishekam of Radharaman. So let's begin our discussion from the appearance of Shri Radharaman. So who is the great Goswami who made Radharaman appear? Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So let's discuss first about Gopal Bhatta Goswami's glorious life, and then we'll discuss that how he, because of his devotion, how Radharaman appeared. So I'm reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, 10th chapter, verse 105. This chapter talks about the tree of Lord Chaitanya, different branches. So, Shri Gopal Bhatta Eka Shakha Sarvatama Rupa Sanatana Sange Yara Prema Alapana. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. He always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. This long purport by Srila Prabhupada, where he explains in summary the life of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So let's read. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a son of Venkata Bhatta, a resident of Sri Rangam. Gopal Bhatta formerly belonged to the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, but later became part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. In the year 1511, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he stayed for 4 months during the period of Chaturmasya at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who then got the opportunity to serve the Lord to his heart's content. Gopal Bhatta also got the opportunity to serve the Lord at this time. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami was later initiated by his uncle, the great sannyasi Prabodhananda Saraswati. Both the father and mother of Gopal Bhatta Goswami were extremely fortunate, for they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan, and they gave up their lives thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So, I'll explain this pastime little elaborately. So, we know that Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the year 1510. Then after that he came to Jagannath Puri from Navdeep. And after staying for a few months, he started his tour to South India. His famous South Indian tour, he started from Jagannath Puri, went southwards to Andhra Pradesh, and he went to Simhachalam, Vishakhapatnam. He had darshan of Narsingdev there. So yesterday we celebrated Narsingh Chaturdasi. So Mahaprabhu took darshan of Narsingdev. So all the major temples in Andhra, Mahaprabhu took darshan. Tirupati, Simhachalam, Ahobilam. There are so many famous temples of Narsingdev, of Lord Vishnu. And even Lord Shiva temples, he went to all the famous temples. And then he came to Tamil Nadu, southern part. And the famous place known as Srirangam. How many of you been there, Srirangam? It's a very beautiful temple, considered to be the biggest Hindu temple. Very beautiful place. The headquarters of Sri Sampradaya. And they have very high standard of worship and very beautiful temple. It's like a full city centered around the deity, Srirangam. The thousands of families of Sri Vaishnavas, they serve the Lord. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached. And Chaturmasya was just about to begin, like July, June end. So after just after 1 month, today is Purnima, and the next Purnima after this is Guru Purnima, the disappearance of Sanatana Goswami. And that's the beginning of Chaturmas. So Mahaprabhu reached Srirangam during just the beginning of Chaturmas. And wherever Mahaprabhu went, we know that how millions of people were attracted by his beautiful Sankirtan, by his beautiful bodily features, by his beauty. So in Srirangam also thousands of devotees gathered, and Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. So, and that time, Venkata Bhatta, he was the head pujari of Srirangam. So we know that it's an etiquette that whenever a great Vaishnava comes, the pujaris, they welcome. They offered special Mahaprasad garlands. So Venkat Bhatta also came to welcome Mahaprabhu there. And he was so much attracted by Mahaprabhu that he requested him that it's Chaturmas time now. And during Chaturmasya, it usually rains a lot. And those days there were no cars. Sannyasis used to travel by feet in the road. So he requested that, "Oh Lord, please give me the privilege and stay in my home." So he requested Mahaprabhu to stay at his house. And Mahaprabhu accepted the request. So for 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Venkata Bhatta. And Prabhupada mentions 1511. Because 1510 Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And after 1 year, 1511, during the 4 months, he stayed at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who was the head priest of entire Srirangam temple. So a very big position, not a small position. So Venkata Bhatta was very fortunate. He got the opportunity to serve the Lord, and they had many wonderful discussions, Krishna Katha. There was a famous discussion that how, because Sri Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan in awe and reverence. So there was a conversation, Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta. So Mahaprabhu said, "Why your Lakshmi leaves Narayan and wants to enter the Rasalila pastime in Vrindavan. So I'll not go in detail, but there's a beautiful conversation, and then how Mahaprabhu tells that how that Krishna in Vrindavan is the highest form of the absolute truth. And but the most important thing for us is that during those 4 months, Gopal Bhatta, who was a young boy, I don't know the exact age, maybe if someone has Google, can you search the appearance year of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, then we can know the exact age of Gopal Bhatta. So very young, so young boy, and so he got the opportunity to serve Mahaprabhu. In fact, these 4 months were the only time when Gopal Bhatta got physical association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not any other time. Just see the importance of these 4 months in the life of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So his entire life was centered around these 4 months of association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as a small child, he used to serve Mahaprabhu whatever he could do, and Mahaprabhu used to give him the remnants of his prasad. Sometimes he used to massage Mahaprabhu's feet. Just imagine the fortune that young Gopal had. For 4 months continuously, he got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During this time, once, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, in his heart, he felt a kind of a sorrow, you know, he was sad. What was the reason? Because he was having darshan of Mahaprabhu, but in his form as a sannyasi, with shaven head, holding a danda, kamandalu. So, he was not that, he had heard that how Mahaprabhu in Mayapuri, Navdeep, as Navdeep Bihari, as Gaurang Sundar, he was so beautiful. Beautiful long hairs, wearing nice ornaments, and such a wonderful form Mahaprabhu had when he was, before taking sannyas. Of course, he was beautiful even after taking sannyas, but imagine the beauty of Mahaprabhu before taking sannyas. And therefore, as Vaishnavas, we always worship Gaur Nithai not in his form after taking sannyas, no, in the form before taking sannyas. That's why you see in the altars we have Mahaprabhu with hair, because that's the form in which Vaishnavas want to worship Mahaprabhu. And he does his eternal pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. I'm sure all of you have heard, right? In Golok Vrindavan, there's a section which is Navadeep, where the eternal pastimes of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan is going on. Which year? 1503. So 8 years. So the appearance, so today is the appearance day of not Radharaman, of course, the appearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, it comes, I think, somewhere around January. So he was 8 years old when he met Mahaprabhu in Srirangam. So he was very much pained at heart, and he had the great desire to have darshan of Mahaprabhu in the form of Gauranga Sundar in Navadvip. And in his vision, in his dream, he actually saw that beautiful vision of Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Nityananda Prabhu, with Advaita Acharya, with Gadadhar Pandit, and all the devotees of Navadvip. Mahaprabhu was doing beautiful Sankirtan, and he had this wonderful vision. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw that he himself was part of that Sankirtan Leela. He was with Mahaprabhu in that pastime in Navadvip, and he was so happy he had that darshan, and suddenly his dream broke. His sleep broke, and then he got up and he ran and went to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was at his house. So he ran and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and paid his obeisances. And as soon as he got up, he saw that Mahaprabhu, he transformed into the form of Shyama Sundar, holding a flute, having bluish complexion, and he fainted. And again he got up, and this time what he saw? In front of his own eyes, Mahaprabhu in the form of Gauranga Sundar, in the form with long hairs and in his beautiful form before he took sannyas. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was so ecstatic when he had this beautiful darshan. And Mahaprabhu told that, don't reveal this to anyone. Out of my love for you, I have shown you this form. And again, Gopal Bhatta Goswami fainted. So this was his special. You can see that how much Mahaprabhu loved him, that he showed him this beautiful form and fulfilled his desires. And then 4 months was over. It was time for Mahaprabhu to depart. You can imagine the feeling of separation that Gopal Bhatt had. He wanted to go with Mahaprabhu badly, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't come with me now, you be here. And he gave him instruction that your parents are great Vaishnavas, you serve them, and once they depart, then you can come to Vrindavan. You come to Vrindavan and you take shelter of two great Vaishnavas, Rupa and Sanatana. So this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the basis of the entire life of Gopal Bhatt Goswami. That be here at your home now, serve your parents, and then come to Vrindavan and dedicate your full life in the service of Rupa and Sanatan in Vrindavan Dham. So Mahaprabhu then he carried on with his South India Yatra, and then Gopal Bhatt Goswami remained at home. He served his parents and he took spiritual education from his uncle Prabodhananda Saraswati, who was also great Vaishnava, a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later he also came to Vrindavan. We know Prabodhananda Saraswati is very famous for writing Vrindavan Mahimamrit, where he has beautifully described the glories of staying in Vrindavan. His samadhi is there near Kaliya Krishna, that Kaliya Daha, just behind that samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati. So he took instructions from Prabodhananda Saraswati, and then after some years, then his parents, they left for the spiritual abode, and they blessed him that, my dear son, please dedicate your life for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the parents departed, Gopal Bhatt Goswami immediately came to Vrindavan Dham. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he's a super soul in everyone's heart, he knows. But externally, he was always anxious to hear whether Gopal has reached Vrindavan or not. So once he was sitting with his devotees, and then he told that, long time I have not heard any news about Vrindavan. Of course, those days there was no WhatsApp, Facebook, email. So he said, I have not received any news from Vrindavan. And suddenly that time a messenger came from Vrindavan, and he brought a message from Rupa and Sanatan. Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He read out the letter. So that day, if you had to send a message, you had to send a messenger, a person to carry your message. So, and then the person read out the message, and Rupa Goswami said that how everything is going on nicely in Vrindavan. And the news, that the main news of that whole thing was that Gopal Bhatt has arrived in Vrindavan. And hearing this, Mahaprabhu was so happy that, wow, Gopal has gone to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu immediately gave the messenger some gifts. He gave his own sitting place, that is still there in Radharaman temple. And what else? I think his clothes, some of his coffin and his sitting place. And I think a Tulsi garland of Jagannath. Yeah, like there are a few gifts. So Mahaprabhu gave all these gifts to that messenger and gave a message that I am very happy that Gopal has come there. And he told Rupa Sanatan that please take care of him like your younger brother. And so with that message, Mahaprabhu was very happy. So again we can see that how much love Mahaprabhu had for Gopal Bhatt. And so we know that in Vrindavan, how the six Goswamis, they had such a wonderful relationship with them. Something that we can aspire for, that we can also have such nice relationships among Vaishnavas. So they used to discuss together Krishna Katha. They should discuss together how to spread the movement of Mahaprabhu. And they used to meet often at Radha Damodar temple, because that was like the center where Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami were there. So, and they all, eventually they had their own deities, like Radha Govindji appeared, then Radha Madan Mohan appeared. So before that, let me just complete this purport, then we'll come to the appearance of Radharaman. Okay, so, yes. When Lord Chaitanya was later informed that Gopal Bhatt Goswami had gone to Vrindavan and met Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, he was very pleased, and he advised Sri Rupa and Sanatan to accept Gopal Bhatt Goswami as a younger brother and take care of him. Shri Sanatan Goswami, out of his great affection for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, compiled the Vaishnava Smriti named Hari Bhakti Vilas and published it under his name. So although Sanatan Goswami wrote, but Gopal Bhatta Goswami edited, was published in his name. Under the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta Goswami installed one of the seven principal deities of Vrindavan, the Radha Raman deity. The Sevites, priests of the Radha Raman temple, belong to the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. So now let us discuss a little bit the appearance of Radha Raman. So now Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he never had physical darshan of Mahaprabhu again, but he was always longing to serve Mahaprabhu personally. So once Mahaprabhu came in a dream and said that you go to Gandaki river and collect some shaligrams. So he went to Gandaki river, which we know is in Nepal these days, where we get a lot of shaligram. So there he went and he was taking bath in river Gandaki, and suddenly some shaligrams just came to his hands, you know. So he put them back again. Once again he was taking bath and paying oblations. Again those shilas came to his hand, and then they thought it's Lord's desire. So he brought these 12 shaligram shilas from Gandaki back to Vrindavan. And it's not a easy journey from Vrindavan to Gandaki. It's a very tedious journey. Even now, with so much of technology, even now it's difficult to go there. I have not been there. Anyone of you been there to Gandaki? Okay, some devotees, yeah. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami went all the way to Gandaki and brought those 12 shaligram shilas, and one of which was Damodar Shila, and he was worshipping those shilas every day with great devotion, and he was actually thinking that this is my service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was worshipping those shilas. And on the day of Narsingha Chaturdasi, which is yesterday, some wealthy merchant, he came and he was giving donation to all the Goswamis, different ornaments for the deities, like different dresses, jewelry, and various expensive ornaments, so that they could serve the deities with that. So he gave to all the great Vaishnavas, all the Goswamis, and he also gave to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking that I don't have a deity, so how will I use all this garment? Because shaligram, we are very simple shringar, we don't have so many ornaments and clothes for shaligram. So he was thinking like that wish. I had also a beautiful deity of Krishna, he just had that desire. And then it is said that in the evening he also thought that, oh my Lord, just like you appeared for Prahlad Maharaj, but I am not so fortunate, you know, I am not having an opportunity to serve you personally. So with that desire he just went to take rest in the night yesterday. And then early morning when he came back from his bath from Yamuna and he wanted to worship the shaligram shilas, now it was a little dark early in the morning, and when he saw it was a little raised, you know, like shaligram shilas, that's like small, but suddenly he saw that the bag, whatever the cloth, it was raised, and he was surprised at what it is, you know. And as soon as he opened the cloth, what he found? The beautiful form of Shri Shri Radha Raman Lal Ki Jai. Beautiful form of Radha Raman. And immediately informed Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the Vaishnavas, they came. It was such a great news in Vrindavan that Krishna has appeared on his own, self-manifested deity of Krishna has appeared. And all the Vaishnavas came, and Rupa Goswami actually named the deity as Radha Raman, one who enchants Srimati Radharani. Because this pastime took place near Nidhivan, that's the place of Radha Krishna's pastimes. So it was a great occasion of celebration, and they did a grand abhishek of Radha Raman, and that's how the tradition continues, that today they have this beautiful abhishek of Radha Raman. So this is how Shri Shri Radha Raman appeared in Vrindavan and is still giving his darshan to all of us. In fact, all the other deities, the original deities of Vrindavan, we know that they are no more in Vrindavan. But Radharaman is still there from the time of the Goswamis. Because when the Mughals attacked, the bigger deities, they had to shift to Jaipur and other places. But Radharaman is very small. So the Vaishnavas, they hid the deities. So it is said that Radharaman is exactly like Krishna. We know that it is said that Madan Mohan, who is the Sambandha Vigraha, worshipped by Sanatan Goswami. So the feet resembles Krishna. Radha Gopinath, which is our Prayojan Vigraha, worshipped by Prayojan, Madhu Pandit Prabhu. So it is said that the hands and the chest portion of Krishna is exactly like original Krishna. And Radha Govindji was worshipped by Rupa Goswami, who is the Abhideya Acharya. So the face of Radha Govindji resembles Krishna. And the Goswami saw that this Radharaman is actually a combination of all the three deities, and it exactly resembles Krishna. Because it's self-manifested, Krishna himself manifested. So the devotees were so pleased, and then gradually Radharamanji arranged, a nice temple was built for him, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami actually made many disciples. It is said that even Govindev temple was built by Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciple. So a beautiful temple of Radharaman was built, and Radharamanji became the center of service for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He established very high standards of worship because he came from Sri Vaishnava family. That was added advantage. So he knew the rituals and everything properly. So he set very, very high standard of worship at Radharaman. In fact, Srila Prabhupada told that ISKCON devotees should learn the standard of deity worship from Radharamanji. I'm sure Devi Shakti Mataji and others, senior Vaishnavas, they must have heard and all this Srila Prabhupada's instruction that how we should learn the standard of deity worship from Radharamanji. Even now, we see that all their puja paraphernalia made of silver and a very high standard of worship even now. Once I had a pastime in Vrindavan only, in one of the classes, that once some Prabhupada disciples, they had gone to Radharaman. I'm sure some of you must have heard this story. And that devotee was having darshan of Radharamanji with great intensity and devotion, and for long time he was just gazing at the beauty of Radharaman. And the pujari there noticed that he is quite absorbed in darshan of Radharaman. So then he told him that, don't worry, so this lifetime you serve your guru nicely and whatever you are doing, but next life you will get the fortune to take birth in our Radharaman Parivar, in our Goswami family, and you can worship Radharamanji. So this devotee came back and told Srila Prabhupada, this is what I went there and the pujari told me, that you do your services nicely, next life you will take birth in Goswami family. And Srila Prabhupada, when he heard that, he was little angry. So he replied that, go and reply back to him that this lifetime you worship Radharamanji and next life you'll be fortunate to take birth in ISKCON and you can preach all over the world. So this is a small pastime that very interesting, very nice, that how we cannot, there's no need of comparing, you know. Both services are important. Those are pujaris, that is also very important, and those who are preaching, that is also very important. Srila Prabhupada always, he liked devotees who were involved in preaching mission. So, they have very high standard of worship. And also, the Goswamis of Radharaman, they still have good relationship with Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our devotees also. I think many times Padmanabh Goswami, he comes for Prabhupada's disappearance day also. So it's a nice temple and they respect devotees, they have beautiful festivals. So we are very fortunate that by the blessings of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, by his devotion, Lord appeared as Radharaman and we can all have darshan of Radharamanji. So once, although the worship of Radharaman was going on very beautifully, but still Gopal Bhatta Goswami was not satisfied. Why? Because he wanted to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His parents told him that dedicate your life for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still he was feeling separation. that when I was small child, that time I had direct darshan of Mahaprabhu, and I'm old now, for my entire life, I'm so unfortunate, I could not have his darshan again. Like, we know Rupa Sanatan, they had darshan many times, but Gopal, never he had darshan of Mahaprabhu directly. So he was very sad, once again in his heart. And then, once, when he was worshipping Radharamanji, suddenly the form of Radharaman again changed to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Same form of Radharaman again manifested as beautiful form of Gauranga, with beautiful hairs and beautiful garments. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very happy. Then he realized that Radharamanji is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with that mood he continued to worship Radharamanji throughout his entire life, and we know that he disappeared and in Vrindavan Dham itself. So this is the story of Radharamanji appearance. Today is the day this wonderful Leela took place. Let us remember Shri Shri Radharamanji, and if possible, if your service allows, you can also go to have darshan of Shri Shri Radharamanji. And today many other events also took place. Today is Purnima, very special. It's Krishna Phul Dol Salila Vihar. We know that every Purnima, like we have Ras Leela in Purnima, we have Vasanta Ras. Similarly, today also special boat festivals, pastimes of Radha Krishna takes place, because it's summer time and it's enjoyable in the boat. Then we have appearance day of Srinivas Acharya. So let's discuss something, the glories of Srinivas Acharya as well. And Srinivas Acharya is the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So it's connected. So today is the appearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and also the appearance day of Srinivas Acharya. We know that after the six Goswamis, who were the next leaders of the our Sampradaya? Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. They were the three main, Tin Goswami they say. So they were the three great leaders of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya after the six Goswamis. So Srinivas Acharya was one of them. Very, very exalted Vaishnava, very empowered. He was, he took initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, in fact, the Goswamis, they wrote this, so many scriptures. But these three exalted Acharyas, they did the great service of distributing the scriptures. Just like Srila Prabhupada wrote, but disciples distributed the books. So the six Goswamis wrote all the books, but these three Goswamis, they did the important service of distributing the literature and spreading the teachings of the six Goswamis. So this is the 16th century. Okay. So Srinivas Acharya was in fact one of the most important preachers in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So his Diksha Guru was Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he took Siksha from Jiva Goswami. You know that Jiva Goswami taught all three of them, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. And when this, when they were taking all the Goswami literatures for distribution, what happened? It was stolen by King Birambir in Ban Vishnupur. I think, where is that place, in Bengal or Bihar? Somewhere in that area. In Bengal. Okay, in Bengal. So that is where the king there, Birambir, he stole all the books. Why? Because he was a king in the daytime and a thief in the night. And he had an astrologer. He used to calculate and tell him that who is coming with some valuable riches. So this astrologer told that, wow, some people have come from Vrindavan with highest treasure, you know, great wealth. Of course, he didn't know that his wealth was spiritual wealth. But the astrologer told him that they have come with great wealth. So in the night, the king stole everything that was there in that bullock cart. And in the morning, when they woke up, imagine, you know, what must have been their situation. That the six Goswamis, they spent their entire life writing those scriptures on the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were supposed to distribute this knowledge and stolen. And that time there was no backup, no Google Drive, no pen drive. What to do? Imagine, they were completely devastated. They didn't know what to do. Give up the life, or then they all three got together and Srinivas Acharya said that, don't worry, I'll stay back. You go ahead and continue your preaching work and I will try to get the scriptures back. So Srinivas Acharya stayed there, and there's a nice story that how once a Bhagavatam discourse was going on in that king's assembly, and Srinivas Acharya also happened to be there. And that speaker of Bhagavatam, he didn't have a clear concept of absolute truth. He didn't know that who is Krishna. He didn't know the proper tattvas. And Srinivas Acharya, he was there. So he raised his hand and he confronted some of the improper teachings by that speaker. And then everybody realized that Srinivas Acharya is a great scholar, a great Vaishnava. And that king surrendered to him and said, I want to become your disciple. So Srinivas Acharya accepted him as a disciple. And then he said, what service can I do for you? And then Srinivas Acharya told that the whole story, that he came from Vrindavan and few days back all our books were stolen. So please help to find those books. And the king said, I was that thief who stole your books. So immediately he returned all the books. And of course he was very happy. And all the Vaishnavas were very happy when they got back the books. And Srinivas Acharya parents, they were great devotees also. His father's name was Gangadhar, and he lived in a small village, Chakhandi, in Bardhwan district in Bengal. And they didn't have a child for a long time, but then Srinivas Acharya was born to them. In fact, it is said that this Gangadhar, he wanted to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. And when he went to have darshan of Mahaprabhu, that time Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas. And we all know that this pastime of sannyas is such a, what you can say, heartbreaking pastime for devotees. So he was not happy to see that, but still at least he was having darshan of Mahaprabhu, his beautiful hairs, how they were cutting it. And the name that Gauranga Mahaprabhu got during sannyas was Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So when he heard this name Shri Krishna Chaitanya, after that the only words that were coming out from his mouth were Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. And in this consciousness he came back home, and he was named actually Chaitanya Das, because he was always chanting Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And then when he came back, so then Srinivas Acharya was born to him. So imagine that, how his father's mind was fully absorbed in Mahaprabhu, and that is how he took birth. So Srinivas Acharya, his mother, even Lakshmi Priya, used to sing the glories of Mahaprabhu. So from his childhood, Srinivas Acharya always heard the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He was chanting the names always. And in this way he grew up. And then finally, he met Narahari Sarkar, who was another great devotee of Mahaprabhu, was staying in Srikhand. And in fact, Narahari told Srinivas to go to Jagannath Puri to meet Mahaprabhu. But it's a very sad story. As Srinivas Acharya was approaching Jagannath Puri, he heard the news that Mahaprabhu has already disappeared. So he could not have darshan of Mahaprabhu. And he was so sad, he wanted to give up his life. And then somehow he was pacified. And then he met Gadadhar Pandit, and because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in a dream to Srinivas and told that you go to Gadadhar Pandit, take shelter of him. So Srinivas Acharya went there, but soon even Gadadhar Pandit, he also disappeared. And then he was instructed to come He wanted to give up his life. Again in a dream he got the instruction that go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. And then when he came to Vrindavan, he was just about to enter Vrindavan. He just entered Mathura. What news he got? That Rupa Sanatan have disappeared. Imagine, you know. He was going to meet Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu disappeared. Gadadhar Pandit disappeared. He came to Vrindavan. Again, Rupa Sanatan disappeared. He was very sad. He said, now there is no use of keeping my body. I will give up my body. And then again, Mahaprabhu came in his dream and told, take shelter of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And that's how Srinivas Acharya took shelter of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He's a very, very empowered Vaishnav. According to Prem Vilas, Srinivas Acharya is an incarnation of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. So these three Vaishnavas are very, very special: Shyamanand Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottamdas Thakur. And the whole Kheturi Gram festival, we know the first God Purnima festival that Narottamdas Thakur organized. So Srinivas Acharya also played a very important role in organizing that festival. So in this way, Srinivas Acharya, a very exalted Vaishnav. And also today is the appearance of Madhavendra Puri. Of course, we all know Madhavendra Puri, famous for making Gopal to appear, Srinathji. The whole Chandan Yatra festival that is going on now, that is all because of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri is considered to be the root of this entire tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because he is the first one who actually revealed the glories of Shri Radha and Krishna. The Madhurya Bhav. So he is the one who started, he revealed to the entire world the highest form of worshipping Krishna in the form of Radha and Krishna. So Madhavendra Puri Pad, in fact, he is a spiritual master of so many great Vaishnavas. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charya, all these are disciples of Ishwara Puri, all disciples of Madhavendra Puri. And later, Mahaprabhu took sannyas initiation from Ishwara Puri. So that means Madhavendra Puri is the grand spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he said that he was actually a desire tree from Golok Vrindavan, who appeared in the form of Madhavendra Puri. So when Mahaprabhu actually was in, he came to Remuna, Khirchur Gopinath, he himself described the entire story of Madhavendra Puri. So the entire pastime of Madhavendra Puri that we read has been explained personally by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his disciples, to other devotees. So there was a wonderful meeting of Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri. It has been described elaborately in Chaitanya Bhagavat that how they both met, and they soaked each other with their tears, and how they discussed Krishna's pastimes, Krishna Katha, for so many days and night. And Nityananda Prabhu, he told that today my travel to holy places is successful, that I have seen the lotus feet of Madhavendra Puri. I have received the treasure of love of God, and thus my life has become blessed. So in this way, they both embraced each other and they exchanged nice Krishna Katha. Similarly, when Madhavendra Puri was, he came to Navadvip, he met Advaita Acharya. So like that, he was, and Madhavendra Puri was so detached, he was always absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. He didn't even keep an assistant. Because normally what happens, if you keep an assistant, you know, sometimes there will be some talk and you have to waste some time. So he didn't want to distract his thought at all. So he didn't even keep any assistant with him. He was all alone where he was traveling. And he also had Azagar Buddhi. He never asked anyone. Whatever Krishna arranged, he was satisfied taking that. That is how Krishna brought that pot of milk when he did Govardhan Parikrama and he was taking rest. So he was very, very exalted Vaishnav, Paramahansa. And in his final days, he spent at Remuna, Khirchur Gopinath, because when he was bringing Chandan from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, when he again reached Remuna, so Gopal appeared in his dream and said, stay here only. There is no difference between Gopinath and myself. Supply all the sandalwood to Gopinath. And that's how Madhavendra Puri stayed at Remuna. And his samadhi is there only at Kirchhur Gopinath. And during his final days, who was serving him? Ishwarapuri. He was very pleased with the service of Ishwarapuri. And he blessed Ishwarapuri. And we know the contrast that Ramachandra Puri, who was another disciple, he came to him and he was giving advice to Madhavendra Puri. Because Madhavendra Puri was so much in separation from Krishna that he was crying in separation from Krishna. And this foolish Ramachandra Puri, he advised him that, why are you crying? You meditate on Brahman. He got so upset with him, he said, get out of my sight from him. And later Ramachandra Puri he first offended his guru, then he offended all the Vaishnavas, and ultimately offended Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's offense at the lotus feet of Guru is the most dangerous. Because if you do that, then you'll offend Vaishnavas and you'll offend ultimately Krishna. But Ishwarapuri was serving his spiritual master with so much love, affection. He was reminding him about Krishna. And during the final days, Madhavendra Puri was reciting a very special verse. Krishna's Kavaraj Goswami says that only three people have understood the meaning of this verse till now. Srimati Radharani, who herself spoke this verse, Madhavendra Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said nobody else can understand the deep meaning of this verse. Ai Deena Dayadra Nath He Mathura Nath Kadavalokya Se Hridaya Atpat Alokam Kataram Daita Bhramyati Kim Karomiyaham. It's a beautiful verse. Of course, I don't understand this, but the translation is that this is actually Radharani expressing her feeling of separation from Krishna. He's saying, Ai Deena Dayadra Nath, that, O master of all the fallen people, of the poor people. So she's saying that I am also in a very poor condition now. So Ai Deena Dayadra Nath He Mathura Nath, because Krishna, when he left Vrindavan, he went to Mathura. So he has become now Mathura Nath. So Ai Deena Dayadra Nath He Mathura Nath Kada Avalokyase. When will you give me your darshan? Hridayam Tvat Aloka Kataram, that since I am not having darshan of you, my heart is very much in pain. Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomi, what should I do now? What can I do now? So this is a very deep verse. So Madhavendra Puripad was chanting this verse in his final days, and remembering Krishna, he gave up his body. And the last is Sri Parameshwari Das Thakur. So he is one of the Dwadash Gopals, the 12 associates of Nityananda Prabhu. You know, the 12 Gopal of Krishna Leela, they appeared as the associates of Nityananda Prabhu. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has written, Nityananda Jivana Parameshwara Das Jahara Vigraha Nityananda Vilas Krishna Das Parameshwara Das Dvijan Gopa Bhave Hoi Hoi Kore Sarvakan. Parameshwar is the life of Lord Nityananda, and his body is a place of his pastimes. Krishna Das and Parameshwar, being in the mood of cowherd boys, are always raising a commotion. So when this Kheturi festival was organized, so Parameshwar Das, he accompanied Janava Mata and went to Vrindavan and then went to Kheturi. So in this way, he was a great exalted Vaishnav and associate of Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So let us offer our obeisances unto all the great, these great Vaishnavas. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who made Radharaman appear today, Srinivas Acharya, Madhavendra Puri, and Parameshwari Das Thakur. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Maharaj, anything? Want to? You can speak, I can hear. When did Mahaprabhu meet Rupa and Sanatan? This was before he came to Vrindavan. His first attempt when he was going from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan through Bengal. So that was probably 1513 or 14 something. So when he came back from South India, then when he wanted to come to Vrindavan, so he passed through Bengal at Ramkeli. So Rupa and Sanatan were the ministers in the kingdom of Nawab Hussain Shah. So they came and met Mahaprabhu. That was the first meeting at Ramkeli. So this was after Mahaprabhu met Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Still, Mahaprabhu asked.
Yes, this is an interesting point, because although Mahaprabhu had not met Rupa Sanatan, but he told Gopal Bhatta that you take shelter of Rupa Sanatan, because Rupa Sanatan are eternal associates of Mahaprabhu. They are always there with him. So externally we can see that Mahaprabhu had not even met Rupa Sanatan. Interesting point. But he told Gopal Bhatta Goswami that take shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. Thank you. Nice point. Yes, one more.
Hare Krishna. So in our life also we do
okay, in return to the mercy, distribute that mercy. So that is what we can do. We can give this mercy to others and also take the mercy seriously. So whatever instructions we get from Vaishnavas, we should practice it nicely in our lives, and whatever is our capacity, we should try to distribute to others. Okay? Yes. I don't think so. Madhavendra Puri didn't meet Mahaprabhu directly. Yes. Yes, yes. Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, I'll give my darshan again to you. So he appeared in the form of Radha Raman and gave his darshan. Yes. Okay, maybe, yeah. Okay, nice point, yeah. Yes. So that's why when we have darshan of Radha Raman, so we should see him as Krishna and also as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so if possible, devotees can go today for darshan of Radha Ramanji. Okay, thank you very much. Shishi Radha Ramanji ki jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai Krishna Mallam Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.